Ramban Pirush Chumash, as you point out, is one of the, together with Rashi, is the Yesodos of the way that Klal Yisrael looks at Chumash. Most of the Achronim base their Ha'aris usually on a Rashi or Ramban. Hasm Sefer writes that the Ramban is one of the Ramban's Pirush Chumash, one of the major Svarim of Ashkaf of Klal Yisrael, and that's going to be borne out by the selection that we'll look at it first this morning, this afternoon. So the Ramban writes in Perek Vav Pasuk Yates, Yadua ki achayos rabos mo, lots of animals. Umayen gedolos mo'ot kepilim ukraimim zulosamim. Of the animals, there are many, and there are many who are of large size. And certainly the things that crawl on the ground, insects, huge number. And who can count the number of birds? The Chazal say that Ayah's one entry in the list of Treif birds, Raya, Ayah, and Daya, Ayah's one entry, and Ayah itself includes 120 different species that are in the east. So that's one of the Tomei birds. And we know that the Tomei birds are in the minority, that Roy birds are kosher. So it's hard to imagine how many different kosher species there are. And Noah had to bring enough of these species that they should be able to procreate. And Noah had to have enough food for all of these animals for a full year. Then the teva, there's no way that a teva can include all of that. How big was the teva? 300 amos long, right? And
50 wide,
right? So that means 300 amos is at most, chazanish, most 600 feet, not even less than that. It's around 450 feet, right? That is the 9 lots in most suburban places. Not Muncie, not Westchester, I don't know. But the most suburban places, the lot width is 50 feet. So you think of, you count 9 houses, that is the length of the teva. So that means on less than a block where most of you live, so that means you'd have to have every single species and enough of the non-kosher species to be able to procreate, the kosher species even more. So the Rambam and the Chesed, that's not happening, Adair Chateva. And then you have to have enough food. So leitochel oisem atevazos. See, when you think about it, even if you have 10 tevos, you're not going to be able to have enough space for all of the contents that the teva is supposed to have. Avol hu neis, herzik muat es amaruba. Zeneis, herzik muat. Now, later on in Chumash, the Ramban's going to point out, really Chazal point out, Rashi quotes this, that Hechzik Muat Es HaMeruba is one of the features of the Dome Shebikdusha. There will be several times in Sefer Bamidbar that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings all of Klal Yisrael to one place in front of Moshe Rabbeinu's oil to discuss the Mishkan, and or there's a place in Chumash where Klal Yisrael is brought. This is in Shmini, to the plaza in front of where the Mishkan is set up. So Chazal point out Hechzik Muat Es HaMeruba, and we know that in Beis Hamikdash, Hechzik Mu'atas Haruba. Right? We know it's the phrase that Chazal say, Oimdim. Right. And if you look at the Rashi, where's that going? It's going in Sukkah, I think. Maybe going in Yuma. Rashi says, even Oimdim Tzufim was a nes, that they couldn't all fit in. But Mishtav Rechov is certainly a huge nes. Cook points out, we'll discuss this at greater length later on in the year, that this was the nes by which every Jew was introduced to the Rabbonu Shlom. That's because you went to Beis HaMikdash and you're packed like sardines. Okay, so you think, we're all laying like sardines, we got it. And then all of a sudden, it's time to bow down because you hear the Shem Hashem, and you're thinking, this is not going to happen. And people start bowing down, and there's a new dimension to the physical world, which didn't exist there before. And you're there, and you experienced it. And there are thousands of people experience it at the same time. So, and then you stand up, and that dimension is lost again. So Kadosh Baruch Hu introduced every Jew to the concept of having, that there is a, to the reality of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not confined to physical dimensions. So every Jew wanted to experience the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyochel, firsthand. That's, they came to Beis HaMikdash. Every Jew came home to the Chabur of a Korban Pesach, and they would describe that they were Mishtatef in a Neis. There's no other way to describe it. So the Cook says this concept of Hechzik Mu'udas and Ruba, that is the introduction. That's how Klal Yisrael became introduced, convinced of the spiritual, the reality of the Ruchnius in this world. The reality of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyachol. So, when the Ramban says, Hechzik Mu'atas HaRuba, it's not stam. Ramban is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu conveyed on the Teva an element that was later on going to become an element that defined the Mishkan. There are, again, in recent Mechabrim, there are many who point out that you can find textual comparisons in the building of the Teva to the building of the Mishkan. That some of the text that... So, what was that? Okay, good. And then you have... when I first looked, I wasn't that convinced, because maybe that's the way you have to say it. But you see from this Ramban that the Ravonsh was investing into Mishkan something that, different qualities that would be ultimately invested in the Mishkan. And that fits into the Meshach Chochmah that we discussed Tuesday night. But let's go right to the Ramban. So this is the Yesod. Many of the, if one pays attention to the some of the initial Rambans, the Ramban is laying the groundwork for Yesodis later on. There's one you say, for example, last week when we discussed Mikoyach HaLapoyel, that's a Yesod that the Ramban's going to build upon numerous times. The concept of Golos and Geula, the very, very beginning of Chumash, obviously is one of the Yesodis. The Ramban says, you see in Breishis, you already see that the Ramban is creating frameworks for us. So the Im Toimar, new topic. Yaseno ketano meyismoich ala neis hazeh. Right? So Ramban says, once we're doing a neis, so why are we going through the bother of building a 300 amateva? Right? Once we're doing a neis anyways, it's going to be a nace to get them all in. Nach's going to be standing there with a counter and saying, this is not happening, not happening, not happening, it's going, right? And then when they get out of the teva, Noach is again clicking away, make sure they all leave, because his house has to get rid of it, it's with the clicker, and they're all going out, and I can't believe, how do we fit in this teva for an entire year? So once it's going to be a nace anyways, So the Ramban says we have to explain why there shouldn't be a why bother building the teva to begin with? There are many ways to have a nes. So, what's the Rashi's answer to this? Right, Rashi's answer was that, like almost a brisker mahalach. Rashi's answer was that Hakadosh Baruch Hu needed to give a certain amount of drushes, a certain amount of musr, a certain amount of time for people to be mizboinek, to give a chance for tshuva. So he wanted to be mefarsim. So he had to figure out how much time am I going to, human beings in a certain amount of time for, it happens to be by centuries, in a certain amount of time. So I'll give Nayach a project that will give that amount of time. Right? And Muktam Mochum B'Teira. The reason for the Teva was to give Nayach a public soapbox so that to disturb people enough that, and you can imagine that as it went on and on and on and on, and everybody's going on their life normally, he's building away, they think he's strange and nothing's happening. Right? Just like the Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, "Lagavi the base of Mikdash," that Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending the Nevi'im, and Jews kept on serving Avodah Zarah, the base of Mikdash wasn't being destroyed. So the longer that the base of Mikdash stayed with us, so people were saying, the Nevi'im got it wrong, and the things are going fine. So this was really a model. So that's how Rashi learns Pshat. The purpose of the details of the Teva were Kadosh Baruch Hu figured out how much time does Noach, how much time will take Noach to build this teva, and I need a certain amount of time to get the, to give people the ability to do tshuva, and that defined the teva. Ro Hashem Yisbarach La'asoyso Gedoyla Kedei Sheyiru Oso B'nei Dor V'yismo Ba V'yisapru Olel V'yedav V'nyin HaMavul V'kinus HaBehem V'chai V'ach L'soycha Ula Yasa Tshuva. Right, that's the Ramban's, that's the Rashi's approach. V'oid osu oisogidola, and another reason why they made it a 300 amateva lema'i p'neis. Kichein haderech b'chol anisim shebetorah avinviyim lasois mashiv miyad odom lasois v'ashor yiyeh midei shemayim. So Ramban says, once we're doing an ace, there are two kashas. One kash is Kadosh Baruch Hu could put the Noach and his family and all the animals on one huge Mount Everest and make sure the water doesn't get there. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created a UFO and put them all on a hot air balloon, right, and keep them up for you. So the highway drachem Kadosh Baruch Hu had. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu choose Davka? So that was a Meshach Chacham and Zmalach to be discussed, but to make Noach into a about Chesed, about Achrayus. But the Ramban's kasha is, once we're doing a nes, to do a bigger nes. Right? Put everybody, put us all in a canoe, in a kayak. Because logically, there's no chiluk between having us all in a kayak and having us all in nine lots in a suburban town. It's the same nes. So the optics, when you don't think about it, if you're not misboinen, if you don't think about it, a canoe, unbelievable, right? But how large a football is it? A football field? Nine lots? 960, 450 feet?
Football field
300
feet.
So, yes, you think, why can't fit into a football field? But, so they'll all make it in somehow, right? So, but you don't, when you're not misboinen, we don't think about it, all right, it works. You think about it, it doesn't work. So once it's not working, so then 150 feet, 200 feet. You know why? So Rashi's halach is 100%. It got nothing. The first sheet in the run got nothing to do with nays making it fit, not making it fit. All has to do with we need to give Nayach a certain amount of time, certain public, high public exposure. The people will see what's going on. But says the Ramban Yisoid Kichein Derech B'chol Anisim. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he does nisim, so he Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to disrupt teva as least as possible. V'oid also v'yisog gedayelu l'mai p'neis kichein derech b'chol anisim shebetara. I've been v'yim shlasois ma shebiyad odom lasois, because Kadosh Baruch Hu's one of the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam is I'm going to do a nes, but let the boss of Edom do as much as they can do. Masha biyad odom lases hashor. Yeah, biyad shemayim. The rest will be a nes. Enachanami, I could have had Noach pull up in a kayak, and I could have made it work. But it's more important that Noach should be mishtada. Va'altis pasa leimor ki hoyu shloish meyas amos ba'amos ish Noach. Right? He's, don't let yourself get convinced, and it's an allusion to the Ibn Ezra, that the amos must be Noach amos. Pre-mabul amos. Is that a chanami? We're not talking about our kind of amos. Who knows how big Noach's cubit was? So v'hoya gadol shimkach hoyu kamanoshim gedolim. So the Ramban says to Ibn Ezra, look, if Noach was a giant, then the elephants were giant elephants. And then the lions were giant lions. And once you're going to say that nature was on a much grander scale, that means every little bird was a huge bird, was a vulture. So, gama chayeva oifis bederes and gederelam ashalok oilam amabu. The od ki amos amos toirein. And secondly, because the Torah says amos, it means amos. The Torah does not mean Noach, the Ramban's mahalach. Noach was not being told to measure his cubit and make a teva in sync with his cubit. Noach was being told an ama is a certain amount. You can imagine if Noach was building one side of the teva and Shem and Chom were building the other side of the teva, and each one used their own cubits, it would not be very seaworthy. So it must have been a standard amount that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave. All right, that's the. But what's the yesod over here? The yesod, Ramban makes the same point. Tovia la teva lahachiyos itcha tzivo she yisasek v'yazer esom v'chnisosam v'teva v'yishtanul she yichiu kashu yishtanul benashe. The Ramban says, why do we need a floor for all the food? They're going to nace anyways, they fit in. So they're going to fit in with a nace. They're going to live, there's enough breathing space that lives in a nace. And we have to give them the regular food they had before they came into the teva. They're living by nace anyways. So who said they have to? Why feed them for a year? Why? They don't have enough oxygen anyways. So why feed them for a year? Why couldn't they all another nace? So again, the Shachachma says there was a nakuda over here. It was Davka, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Davka, and when you think about it, it's so glaring that Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be one floor where all the animals can't really fit, and there's going to be another floor just for their food. So why put food there? Give two floors to the animals, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should feed them all. Right? Elamai, that's what the Shachachma is saying. That you see that the food deserved the floor, because the food was how Noach was being trained for post-mavel. But the Ramban's point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a nes. Within the nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mamayit. Now the Ramban, this is a yesod the Ramban develops in other places in Chumash. One of the most notable places is by the Meraglim. Later on in Chumash is the Machlekes, how to learn Pshat in the Meraglim, whether the Meraglim were something that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted or Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of pushed into doing. The way that the Torah describes the Meraglim in Parshas Devarim is Vayitav Adavar, and Moshe was happy about it. The way it's described by the Rishonim in Shalach is Shalach Lecha. It's not a good idea. We're going to do it, do it. So the Ramban says, what was it? Was it a good idea? Not a good idea. So Ramban's mahalach is that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the Meraglim was a good idea, because they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be fighting battles. So you're going to fight battles. You're sending scouts. That's Derech HaTeva. Ramban writes at the beginning of Amidbar, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take account of all the Jews. So Ramban is four or five reasons. But one of the reasons is because they're going into fight. When you go into fight, you got to know how many soldiers are sending in. You got to know what's the whole infrastructure of the battle. How many helmets? How many spears? How many guns? Yeah. You can't send create an army without knowing numbers. You have to know how many bagels to send. You have to know. So the Ramban says that of course you have to count your people. And when you're traveling, when you're going into there's going to be Nisim when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, they're going to be Nisim, but that doesn't give a license for Moshe Rabbeinu to say, we'll just walk in. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to do what you're supposed to do, because the Ribbono Shel Olam says even when a Nes is going to happen, nevertheless ein simchin al Nes. To the extent that even if a nes will happen, one has to be memayit. Question is, what's the hezbar adover? Ramban gives us a yesod, which he develops in many places. Right? There will be nesim. There's going to be a nes. Nevertheless, Ramban says that the Ribbono Shel Olam ki kein aderech bechol anisim. Mashabiyad Odom Lases by Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? Had to go in themselves. And then the nace is gonna happen. So they went in knowing there's gonna be a nace. So why? Because Baruch Hu couldn't split the water 2 minutes earlier. So they shouldn't have to go in and heal my nafesh. What's the Hezbar Adom? So, Nuba, what do you think? Not wrong.
So that
certainly works out in when we are mitzvah to do things. But let's say when it comes to the teva, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't giving Noach a mitzvah to save himself. He was giving Noach, this is how I'm going to save you. So even in that case, he says that I need, and it could be what Avraham is saying we could develop, that in order that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see Noach had an interest in keeping the world going as it was before. Right? We see that with the Orev and the Yonah. Why does Noach send out the Orev and the Yonah? He can't leave anyway, so God tells him to leave. So either it's curiosity is okay, it's okay to be curious and know what's going on. That's possible. Or it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for Noach to express an interest in getting back to the Baruch Hu's world. So one Mahalach Avraham is saying is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu not only wasn't simply saving the world through Noach, but he was interested in Noach having an interest in developing within Noach an interest to keep the world as it was pre-Mabel. So he wanted Noach to do some ishtadlus al pi derech ha-teva. So what Avraham is saying is, in order for Noach to be Zocha, that we discussed Tuesday night. Go ahead, Isaac.
So, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi said that Noach wasn't necessarily Mitzvah to make the Teva. Is that what he said?
No, he was Mitzvah to make the Teva, But I don't know if it was B'Torah's a Mitzvah to save the world. In other words, I don't know if Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, I want you to save the world. Okay, so now Noach has to be Mishtanel to the world. That's what Avraham is saying.
Right.
I'm not sure that's correct. It could be that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, build a teva. Okay?
What's the difference between the two? Why does build a teva want to build a teva to save the world?
The difference is whether what Avraham is saying is correct. In other words, the difference is whether there is a requirement of Noach being Mishtadel on his own without a tzivah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Noach was mitzvah to save the world, then he should do well, and each child is available to him. And that's what Avraham is saying. And that could be correct, and it being a raya from the Ori. But if Noach was told, you have to, your job is to try to get the people to do tshuva. If they can't do tshuva, then go into the table. So then, what Avraham is saying wouldn't necessarily be correct. His ishtadlus was the tshuva. Good, Ariel?
I could be wrong. I think, doesn't the Rav say, or Salvation, he said that the reason why we try to minimize the nisim and put as much shah as possible is because when there's, Hashem set up a system of teva, and every time it's not teva and there's a nace, so it's a little bit of Hashem like compromising and breaking Ratzon Hashem, and therefore every effort we take to avoid nisim is a little bit less breaking of Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah, so that's a malach comes out of this Ramban, and I'm not aware of the Rav developing it. Rav Simcha Zitzel Broid, the Chevron of Shiva, he developed this idea in a sefer on the Ramban, how do we see it in the Ramban? L'chaira, what the Ramban says over here, ki keina derech b'chol anisim shevetor v'nviyim shelasis mashvir odom lasais. So at first blush, that sounds like what Avraham is saying. V'asha'or yiyev v'idei shemayim. Mashbi al odom lasais. But also gedola l'mayit b'neis. However, there's a Ramban that you're all familiar with at the end of Parshas Bo. And that Ramban says that min ha'nisim ha'gdolim, when Hashem Baruch Hu does nisim for us, it's in order for us to be more appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teva. In other words, we get used to separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the natural world. We get used to thinking of nature as happening on its own, and we don't train ourselves to observe the Ribbono Shel Olam through teva. We don't train ourselves to continuously connect any part of teva to the Yad Hashem. Chazal work very hard so that we should not fall into that trap. Right? All birchas hashavach, and that we should be continuously aware of teva as catching certain vidas of the Ribbono Shel Olam and understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu through teva. But you see from that Ramban says, in order to break us out of the shigra, out of this mindless, to be more mindful, every so often Kadosh Baruch Hu does a neis. And then when he does a neis, then we wake up and say that only the one who controls teva b'shigra could fashion a neis. Right? Like Reichel said, Misha Omar l'shemen v'yadlik yom l'chomitz v'yadlik. That we get used to thinking shemen is a fuel, chomitz is not fuel. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu determined that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't determine that the chaimus will be fuel. So from the nisim, from Kriyas Yamsuf, that reminds us Kadosh Baruch Hu is borei v'yotzer the yamim. So when Noach was introduced to this idea that space is not that space as we understand it can be negotiated. So we end with Kriyas Baruch Hu made space to begin with. Kadosh Baruch Hu was one to determine that a certain mass would take a certain amount of space as we know it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu can determine that a certain mass will take up less space. So Kadosh Baruch Hu can determine that something will float which we don't expect to float, because Kadosh Baruch Hu put the laws of flotation to begin with. Kadosh Baruch Hu determined that the waters that could would be felling trees and cascading, and the teva just sits there without being. They walk out of the teva, and they see that it was like a Hurricane Sandy, PLFP, whatever. Because they saw things all over the place. Things were chopped. Things were so, and they made it in this little boat. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing. So they then appreciated the same Ribbono Shel Olam that that saved them. It was the same Ribbono Shel Olam that caused all the different forces of the water to be as powerful as they would be. So min hanisim hageluyim, the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nes goluy in order that we should be misboinen and appreciate that the Baruch Hu was running the nes, what we call teva, the teva b'shigra anyways. So you see from that Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, Ramban doesn't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu does nisim so we should wake up and say Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's true. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ramban holds, I'm doing nisim because I want you to appreciate that I'm running, how I run the world with Teva. L'moshel, and we say Asher Yotza. So what's the point of saying Asher Yotza? Right. So say Asher Yotza, saying Hashem Baruch Hu created a system that is a precarious system. That if you say Mechod Mehem, that any moment, God forbid, things could spiral. We say Asher Yotza to give us anxiety. Every time you go to the bathroom, you remind yourself, whoa, that things could change in a dime. It's not, doesn't sound like the Ruach HaChamim to get us, to make us into nervous people. So, Pashtus, it means that we want to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping things going. And Kishem, he kept things going, he'll keep things going. Right? I mentioned the Nefesh HaChayim, opening Nefesh HaChayim. It's a tremendous yesoid in looking at Teva. Nefesh HaChaim says that human beings see something as being complete when they don't have to take care of it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees for care. In other words, if you buy a car and the car comes with a note that in order for this to work, you got to bring it back to the dealer every 6 weeks. That's not a very good situation, right? The car was built in such a way that, I guess it was a perfect car. This is the way it's built. It's built in such a way, it has to be retooled. You let it go for 7-8 weeks, finished, not working anymore. You bring it back once every 6 weeks, leave it with me half a day, so we would find that as a flawed car. Right? Oil change, we got it. Gas, we got it. All right, but I have to bring the car back, right? If a human being build something and it requires ongoing tipul, that's considered to be a flawed project. If I build something and it's mamish, you plug it in for a couple hours every day, and then that's already a product. That's success. Kadosh Baruch Hu's for a carrot. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach is, if Kadosh Baruch Hu puts something in autopilot, that's called the oinish of the nochash. If something is put on constant concern and constant care of Israel, that is a successful project. That's successful. So when we say, Ois is say Machod Me, and we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu made us perfect. Because perfect means awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. So the Ramban says in Parshas Bo that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim Geluyim, so that we will be more aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu's approach and his concern as it's expressed, and his midos as expressed in Teva. So what's perfect? What's the better system? The Nisim Gluyim or the Teva? Based on this Ramban. What's the goal and what's the Mishoris? No?
I think the whole thing about the Nisim on the first sonam is, I think it's also clear from this case, it's after the fact. Meaning, our goal is to do what we can and try to limit that, but eventually we get to the nace, and so once we see that, we're like, wow, we appreciate that so much more. But that's not a at the start type thing.
So, in other words, you're saying that the nisim gluyim are plan B. Luyitz are human beings. Would be ever mindful of their Ribbono Shel Olam b'shas b'derech hateva, so then we wouldn't have nisim gluyim. That's why when Ariel was quoting before, the Gemara says that Nisim Gluyim are not are a sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu is disappointed. Kadosh Baruch Hu prefers not to have Nisim Gluyim. Hezra Dover is that Nisim Gleima, plan B. According to Ramban, the world should be running B'derech HaTeva. So you see from the Ramban's Mahalach that Derech HaTeva is the ideal. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned the world, Kibiyachol. And the Ramban says, so therefore, the more a person can maintain the Bria as we know it, so that is a that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to work. So the suggestion that Ta'ola Midvarim is that the Ramban understands, as it both in Bamidbar, by the Miraglim, and by the counting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Ma'ipanes. Why should we want to be Ma'ipanes? Why not be Magdal once he's going for the Nes? For Kerry, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us that he doesn't want to run the world with Nisan. He wants to run the world that we should be mindful of the Ribbono Shalom through Derech HaTeva. So, the more that Noach can maintain the Derech HaTeva, the more that the world is maintaining itself in plan A. All right.
So I was always like hesitant to describe, to like think of being my niece, because we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to like go back on his nature. Like I never liked that reason, because firstly that implies that what is Teva is not perfect, which isn't necessarily true. And we also have the concept of Mechadesh B'tevul Mecholim Tamim Matzev Reishas. So there is no actual Teva. It's only Teva as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it to be Teva. To say that Hashem doesn't like to be Mamayis Nisim because it might go against Teva, it seems very close to like the clockmaker's theory. That like Hashem set Teva and left. So like I never liked
What I'm saying is very much in sync with what you're saying. That Teva is the is what we get used to seeing. Right? That's the difference between Teva and Nes. Is optics. That's what Gemara says. Misha Omar le Shemen v'yadlik yomar lechaymes v'yadlik. Right? We're used to Shemen, so the difference between Teva and Nes is very much what is the human perception of things. Now, the human perception of things could be based on frequency and probability. Right? In essence, it's the way we perceive it. In practice, it could be based on frequency, probabilities, expectations. Right? So now what we're saying over here is that it could, the reverse of the clockmaker theory, we're saying the Faker. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a perfect world, which requires a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing connectedness, Kaviyachal. Again, and that we should appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing connectedness. That's what we say in the Asher Yotzer. So now, but because of the probability and the expectation and the frequency and human beings' inability to maintain ongoing focus, so every so often Kadosh Baruch Hu has to remind us, and that's what the Neis Nigla is. Right, so now, so the way that you described it is that the Neis Nigla seems to be Kadosh Baruch Hu walking back and compromising on the way he functions B'teva, and therefore that would seem to diminish the value of Teva. So I'm saying it's for care. For care, the exact opposite. Ramban says that since the Ramban understands that the goal of Nisim Gluim is that we should have a deeper appreciation of Kadosh Baruch Hu's being megal himself with Teva. Right? In other words, it runs deeper than that. It runs that apparently we can have a greater appreciation of Kadosh Baruch Hu through his Teva, more so than even through his Nisan. But because of the frequency and expectations, so we lose sight of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu to his Teva. Right? L'moshel, that's what we say in davening every day when we say in Yoytzer Me'oros, Shenizke Kulanu Meheira L'Oirai. So we are moving our focus for one moment from the sun and the moon and the stars, and all of a sudden saying, this is all a moshel to the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yemei HaMashiach. We're not talking about the way Nizke to the Or of the sun. No, we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us some of his midos, Mechadish B'chol Yoyim Tuvoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us some of his midos, so we can get a greater insight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's more through Teva than through the Nisan. So Vakarit, so that would explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here, I could do a much grander Nes. But I want part of the reestablishment of the world is going to be an appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megal himself through Teva. We have to be thinking and aware of it. So the more of the Derech HaTeva that it can keep going, even in a Parsha of Nisim, the greater the final accomplishment is going to be. Benji?
So how does Rabbi think this Ramban fits in with the Ramban's broader sheet about Mot Mashiach? Because one would think that he would be partial to Shibut Malchus Bilvan as the ultimate goal for society,
right,
and not a society of Nisim Gluyim, which I could be wrong, but I thought the Ramban lined up with that side of the Malchus Bilvan.
So it's true that the Ramban is closer to seeing the world that way. Ramban, both in Nitzavim and does see that in Yemos HaMashiach the world will return to a Gan Eden kind of life. Right? So I don't know that I know the answer to that. I haven't thought about it enough. My initial thinking would be is that the Ramban would say that the ultimate goal is that human beings should be supremely aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, post Gan Eden and pre Yemos HaMashiach, so the world then is accomplished to the fullest extent through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teva. The same goals are accomplished differently by Yemos HaMashiach. So there's a consistency in terms of what the purpose of the world is. Right? But my understanding is the glass ceiling of awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, kiviyachol, that is available to human beings, that changes by Yemos HaMashiach. So the purpose of the world and the techniques of the world are very, very similar. The ability for the boss of Adam to feel the closest to the vagus of the Baruch Hu, that's what changes. But they're not that much, they're different in range, so to speak, rather than, that's the way I would see it. I'm not sure that's the way I would see it. Okay, so that's his side number one. So we have a few more minutes, so let's look at another piece. But this takes us back to Sefer Bereishis, very often, to Parshas Bereishis. Very often, we don't focus on the roots of the Dor HaMabul because it's tucked away at the end of Bereishis and there's so much else to discuss, so it gets lost. So if we go back to when the Mabul began. So say Parshas Rei Vehiki Hechel Adam Leroy Al Kol Pnei Adam Uvanois Yudulem. The pasuk right before this is Vahi Noach Ben Chomei Shana VaYolid Nech Hashemus Chomez Yofes. Next pasuk is Vahi Kehel Adam LeRov Al Pnei Adam Uvanois Yudulem VaYu Vnei Elikim Is Benos Adam Ki Toiv Is Heina. Vaykulem noshim mikol asher v'chor. Vayomer Hashem lo yodun ruchi v'adam l'olam v'shegam u'boser v'hoyu yomav meyav esim shana. Then vayar Hashem ki rabba rosa on the baritz. So this is really the we want to understand the Dora Mabul. So we usually focus on a few psukim over here. But l'chayra, we should be focusing on this parsha, on these eight psukim. Rabban says, Kasher hizki ha'kosev noyechu banov, v'rvotzu haschil b'in ha'mavol. Because Baruch Hu wanted to start discussing the Mabul. Omar ki miyad kasher echelu b'nei odom l'rov, echelu lachto. That when we multiplied, we began to mess up, right? Vahi ki heichel adam l'rov al pnei adam. Where does the story of the Mabul begin? When we began to get our numbers began to be good, right? Vahi ki heichel adam l'rov. Strange way to introduce. So the Ramban says that means that's part of the problem. Right? If that would be part of the problem, because Baruch would say, Vahi kasher rov b'nei kimis b'nei sa'odim kitoy v'zeina. So why is the numbers of people significant? Rabban says, no, that the problem is significant. Kasher hizkir anoyach u'banov kimiyad kasher echelu b'nei l'rov hechil achto v'omnu b'chetom yomim rabim ad Shenayach ben Arba Me'eshon Shmoyim Shon until he was 480. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we only have another 120 years to go. Vayiru ben Eli Kimes ben Noisa Odom, Ki Toiv Eseina. Vayomer Hashem, Seramban's Pshat, Lo Yodin Ruchi Va'odom Lo'olam. Ramban's Pshat will not be done. I'm not going to be held in judgment forever. Right? I'm not continuously going to be adjudicating. Are they good? Are they not good? Keep them alive. Not keep them alive. Bring them out. I'll give them 120 years. So this happened when Noach was 480. Who are these? B'nei, so the Rashi says it's B'nei Elohim, nothing with God. It's the nobility. It's the Choshev people. B'nei Asorim HaShoeftim. Right? Where does Elohim mean Choshev people? In Chumash? Yeah. No. Ad HaElohim Yevod Var Shneim. So the Pashas means they're Dayanim. Dayanim Mumchim. That's what they have called Elohim. Rashi says that in the basin there's Ashur Shechina. So, in Kain Yisaper HaKosuv Ki HaDayonim Asher Lehem La'asois Mishvot B'neim Oysim Chomuz B'goli V'ein Moine Oyson. So what's the first chait that's being recorded? Vayiru B'nei the Choshev people B'nei Elohim, they saw women and they wanted the women, and they took the women. Right? So what's the chait? Kidnapping, gezel, aroyos. But more important than that is that people were cutting slack. They were giving the powerful people, giving them a pass. Hamonam was not upset by this. Ki adayonim, Asher lehem la'asos mishpat, that leadership who were supposed to be modeling, and they were supposed to be concerned about honesty and integrity, instead, b'neim oisim achomus begolui. They were kidnapping women. They were abusing women. And they did it begolui. V'ein v'nei asom. No one was stopping it. The Ramban says later on that when the Torah says v'sipra kosev achomus, right, we have in this week's parasha, right? So Rashi says, what's chomos? No? Theft. Right? And the Gemara in Taina says that theft seals the deal. Right? Theft is, because Baruch Hu can be patient with many areas, but he can't be patient with theft. Ramban says, not such a musar d'gavur, but it's much closer to pshat. What's the chomos? The chomos of five psukim ago. The chomos. I told you on chomos a few psukim ago. How many psukim earlier was what's? But you know, chomos. What's the theft? The theft was that men were raping women. That men were abusing women. They were v'sipar kosav chomos va'od mikol asher b'charu. Why mikol asher b'charu? Isn't that extra? They took women. They took women, whichever one they wanted. What does that add? It means if they were married already. Right? Mikol Asher Bachar, whatever they wanted. Didn't matter if the woman was married or not. And the Torah doesn't say, warn us, and doesn't say, this is a horrible thing to do, because it's a Dover Pashut. Ein u inyan muskol, einenu tzarech l'tar. You don't need it, because Baruch Hu was saying, because Baruch Hu presented the story in such a way, so we should understand that this was a violation of the basic discipline and decency that a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects without any direct instruction. Now, what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds by saying, Lo yadon ruchi ba'odam, v'shegam hu basa. So this pshat that we were working with until now means I will not adjudicate for so long. It's only boss, that's what Rashi says. Some say they're just boss of a dumb. They are agree. So I'm gonna bother myself kivin yochel, continuously judging, giving him, cutting him slack, patience, whatever it is. And some say they're boss of a dumb. So I can't. They're not worthy of such great deliberation. Pirish Rashi, Bishul Shagam Zois Bishu Boser. Rashi says they're only Boser and they still are not Makavo. Uma Yem Ein Pirish Zatam Oireach. He doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. Vanochin Beinai. Yodin ruchi ba'odam means that my ruchni is my neshama is cannot it's not appropriate for the neshama to stay with a human being if a human being acts in this way.
Right?
Kadosh Baruch Hu made human beings. Tzelem Elokim means a human being has the ability to rise up and be kemalach hayasharis. He has the ability to have the neshama be the driver of his activities. V'inei nimshach achrei avoser betavus agufnius nimshach davemis midmu, and instead he allowed himself to be dragged down and follow very base. V'lachein lo yodun ein ruach elikim v'kirboi ki gufni lo eliki zutz pshat. My neshama, my ruchnius, cannot stay b'shegamu basar, cannot be dragged down. The tachlis ha'olam was telling Elokim v'yipach ba'apam that the ruchnius should schlep the guf with bimalo elirikia, bimalo to the darg of malachim. But instead, what's happening is that the chumrius, the gufnius, is dragging down the ruchnius. So they're inyalei marki lekim also no yosher these smaller shores. V'lachein layodun on ruach lekim bekirba ki gufni lo eliki. So Rabban says, that's how you understand this very strange pasuk over here. And the feelim hoyu baritz v'yomim ha'im v'gam achrechein asher yivoh v'nei ha'elohim el b'nois ha'odom v'yodu l'hameima ha'gibor m'shem ha'el man she'esha. What is this pasuk talking? What is it doing over here? And the feelim hoyu baritz, they happen to be giants over there. They were on the scene after the B'nai, after these nobility took advantage of these women. And they also had people of great note. Who? Again, tucked in the way at the end of Bracious. So you're busy with Gan Eden, Bria Sa'odah, you know, and then you have to do the Babel B'nai. Okay, Ari?
You go with the Midrashic way, you say it's like the children of Malachim, Shem Chazer, Yazar.
Yeah.
So you can say that fits in. Now the B'nai Elohim were actually the Malachim. And then there were the kids.
V'anochin b'einai, Rashi said, it's one of the Shonas. Ki onem vishti yikru b'nai Elohim. But v'shoyu maise yodah v'hu abiyem. Ein lam zulasa. V'hoi libanim avim. So we have to imagine Adam Rishon was a gavaldic human being. He was Yitzir Kapov, right? So he had whatever you think is the perfect human being. Adam was a human being. Not only in Ruchnis, but in Gashmias. However you think of the how tall, how broad, how muscular, whatever you want, whatever it's supposed to be. But whatever is supposed to be the ideal human picture, right? Whatever is supposed to happen. If you imagine a perfect human being is 3 hours in the gym every day, that's going to deliver the perfect human being, right? With the right mindset, the right diet. That was Adam Rishon. That was Chava. That was the first door, right? Genetics. So the first, you have to imagine the first doris in this world with these, you'd call them Hollywood type figures, right? As the years went on, as there were more and more people, so genetics, there was a deterioration. So we weren't like Adam and Chava. So says the Ramban, so what happened is, Avol Heim Noiflim, They have also the Goy Vakoyach. They are Giborim. He had Nephilim, Atzvam, Yilid, Nephilim Mehem. Ramban says that, and Nephilim Hoyu Boretz, it means that people should have begun to notice that there was a deterioration. People should have begun to notice that the B'nei Olehim, B'nei Elohim, were taking advantage of women who were not Dafkin there of the same darg as they were in. When there were more and more people, and there was a degeneration in the genetics, and it should become readily apparent that the B'nai Olekim were taking advantage of other women because the offspring were not like the B'nai Olekim. So why is it that this this offspring is doesn't match the genetics of the parents? It means that they were being mizana with each other. So then Zanus became so readily apparent as such a feature of the world. So that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that advanced the Chet HaDor HaMabul. So the Nephilim, I think it's a longer one, I'm just being makatsu now because it's late. And the Nephilim Hoyi Ba'aretz was that the appearances of human beings spoke about the Znus that was going on. And it became part of society. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, once that's happening, so then the world has run its course. But the side of the Ramban over here is that what was the Mabul supposed to accomplish? The Mabul was supposed to accomplish that human beings will once again become more ruchni. The purpose of the Mabul was to say that the door failed in being able to rise up the Derech HaMalach HaLekim. B'shigam u'bosa. So the purpose of the Mabul, and ultimately the purpose of Noach being in the Teva, like the Meshech Chochma says, was to bring forth the Koyach of the Neshama, the Tzelem HaLekim. Alright, again, we were Makatzer, but that's gives you the framework. Okay. Please chazer the sugya over Shabbos so we can begin all engines on Hezekriya. I will need to have the sugya from Gimel, from Bezim and Bez, the Gimel and Aleph, in order to accomplish the whole sugya.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it for Seder on Sunday. My brother is putting on Tefillin.
Ah, okay.
At the later minyan.